Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Javon McCormick. How are you, Javon?
Robert, I am excellent always. If you wake up in the morning, your feet hit the ground, it's an excellent day.
There you have it. And Javon, we're going to talk about two things, and everyone listening in, you will love this. First is the business, which is Scribe Media, which is one that I think all CEOs should really focus on right now, and you'll know exactly why in a few minutes. But then we're going to hear about an upbringing that Javon had that is unlike any CEO out of 1,000 I've ever spoken with, and he has learned tremendous leadership lessons from this and overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable. But you're going to hear true inspiration in a while. But first, let's start off. Scribe Media. Explain what the company is.
Oh, wow. So we help authors write, publish, and market their books. And we also assist with them in their professional brand. So let's say we have a wealth advisor who wants to be the guru of all things wealth advising. We not only assist them in writing the book, then we take that content and we help them with their YouTube channel. We launch their podcast. We run their email list, their newsletter, and then many of our authors are speakers, so we assist them with that. So not only do we do the book, we also assist with their professional brand, but all things start with the book. The beauty of it is in where CEOs and busy entrepreneurs, executives, you know, coaches, what they enjoy about our process the most is we don't want you to actually write anything down. We want you to sit back, grab your beverage of choice, and allow us to pull that content from you. And why that's important is it's been proven one of the hardest things to do is to actually think and write at the same time, because what happens is you're writing one story and you start thinking of the next one, but you can't write it down fast enough. So we want to pull all that content from you, structure it, make sure it flows correctly. But this is the very important part, Robert. It's your book, your tone, your voice, your words, your story. So we're not quote-unquote traditional ghostwriters in the sense where, Robert, you can't come to me and say, hey, you know, Javon, will you go write a book on the new iPhone 14? I do a bunch of research, come back, we slap Robert on it, boom, there's your book. No. Your words, your content, your book, your story.
And who are the people who are writing most? I know you've done about 2,000 books.
Yeah.
And I think it's 23 bestsellers also.
Correct.
And that, now, obviously, a ton of CEOs it makes sense for. But not all the people who write the books for you are CEOs.
No. Matter of fact, to your point there real fast, you're right. We've worked with over 2,200 authors, people that some of the names you'll know, Nassim Taleb, who wrote The Black Swan. We've worked with Nassim. We did what's one of the best-selling memoirs of all time, the former Navy SEAL David Goggins. We did his book, both of them. His second one just came out last December. And like I said, that's one of the best-selling memoirs of all time. We've worked with the former CEO of Chipotle, who took them IPO, Monty Moran, Tiffany Haddish, Janice Bryant Howroyd. My personal favorite, Robert, because I'm just a guy with the GED, we did the book for the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. And so I always tell people, I'm like, hey, if our quality is good enough for them, nobody else has an excuse. But yeah, it's our writers are, you know, Ivy League writers, writers who have written some of the biggest books out there, and they couple and partner with the CEOs to interview them, pull that content from them, make sure it flows correctly, and ask those questions that are going to jar your memory. And, you know, you have forgotten more about your career than we're ever going to know. So we want to dig deep and get those details to the story.
And so you also figure out someone's brand. So it's different. It's not just someone's getting a book published, But now they're getting their brand out. They're getting their social media going. So, I mean, let's say if it's, let's say some financial planner, but is brilliant, really knows their stuff, has a new angle, a new aspect. They write a book. What happens from there? How do you build the brand? How do you know what the brand should be?
So the brand's going to come from much of the content. And I'll even give you an example that some of the financial advisors have asked us. They're like, well, you know, there's a ton of people who have written books on financial, you know, wealth advisors, financial planning. And I say, okay, well, how many of them have your name on it? And they're like, none. I go, okay, well, then that's one. That's going to make your book different. You're trying to drive business to you, not everyone else that did a book. So what makes you different? Maybe it's the way your values of family. Maybe it's your value of ultra conservative saving. Maybe you're a bit more of a risk taker. So we want to find what is this person's brand, if you will. What's their standout? What do they stand for? What don't they stand for? Who don't they want to work with? Which is equally as important. You know, everyone is out there trying to find their why and trying to find what they stand for. A lot of times you also have to figure out, okay, what is it that you don't stand for and who you won't work with?
There you go. We've about 2 minutes until our first commercial break. But you have several bestsellers out there, I think 23. What is the secret to getting something that's a bestseller?
Oh, gosh. Robert, if I could tell you that, I could also pick the 6 lottery numbers. You know, it's really what will intrigue the reader. Why? You know, here's one. This will tell you everything you need to know. The best-selling book of the last decade, it was 50 Shades of Grey. No one could have told you that that was going to be the best-selling book of the last decade. So, one, you never know. I would say, one, never go into writing a book with the intent of, I want to be a New York Times bestseller and sell a million copies. No. You have to have a purpose on why you're writing the book. And I'll give you an example. When I did my first book, I got there. The whole reason why I did the book is so my kids would have a legacy piece. I didn't care if the book sold one copy. I needed 5 copies for my great-great-great-great-grandchildren so they'd have a legacy piece.
It's a beautiful thing. Anyone who's interested in doing a book, what is the website for Scribe?
You can go to scribemedia.com. If you're looking for me personally, you can go to modernleader.com. But, yeah, Scribe, all things scribemedia.com tells you everything we do. There's videos, success stories, case studies, every FAQ we answer on the website.
Okay. 1 minute before break, if you could give yourself one piece of advice as a 21-year-old, what would that advice be?
To utilize the skills that I inherited as a kid, that I learned growing up in the streets, because regardless if people want to admit this or not, the streets and business are very similar. So much of what I learned in the streets transfers over to corporate America, the boardroom. So I would have told myself at 21, don't be intimidated that you don't have a college degree. Don't be intimidated that you only have a GED. Take the lessons that you learn from the streets because they're going to serve you well in business.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. We're with Javon McCormick, who is the CEO of Scribe Media. This is anyone who wants to have your own book. It used to be Book in a Box was the name. And then it was advanced that, but that's what it really is. But it's more like it's book in a box, it's branding in a box, it's the whole you. And think of how many contributions, and most significantly, think about legacy. We're going to come back, and when we do, we are going to hear from Javon about a background that no other CEO out of 1,000 I've interviewed has had, and the incredible lessons he's learned from this. Back in a few.
Thank you. Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Javon McCormick, who is the president and CEO of Scribe Media, the leading company in self-published books, but it's also in your entire branding about that. But let's take a step back, and you and I, as Evernote, have interviewed each other before. You have a different background than anyone I've interviewed. Tell us about it.
That's a kind way of putting it, Robert. Where do I start? I'll just tell you how I came into the world. So my dad was black, my mom was white. I was born in 1971. And for any of you that were alive during that time period, I don't have to tell you that mixed race was not a good look back in the 70s. Black people didn't like me because I was half white. White people didn't like me because I was half black. And my dad was a pimp and drug dealer. My dad put women on a street corner. They sold their bodies. My dad took every dollar. My mom was one of his prostitutes. So along the way, my dad also found time to have 23 children. I'm one of 23. I'm the only one by my mother, but my dad had 23 children. The most he had by one woman was three. So that lets you know how much he got around. As a kid, once my mother decided to keep me, a pregnant prostitute, no good to a pimp. So once my dad, cut my mom and I off, my mom and I were left to fend for ourselves. And, I grew up on welfare. I say I grew up in extreme poverty, but I'm very adamant that I point this out. I grew up in U.S. poverty, because poverty outside this country is a whole different poverty. So I grew up in United States poverty, but poverty nonetheless. Welfare, I was in and out of juvenile prison three different times. Not juvenile detention, not juvie, juvenile prison. It's prison for kids. And relentlessly, I heard my mother called nigger lover because she had a child by a black man. I was constantly called zebra, half-breed, color-confused, Oreo cookie. I was sexually molested by one of my dad's prostitutes at the age of 6, 7, 8 years old. I was abandoned in a house for almost a month with three of my half-brothers and sisters. I was 12. They were 4, 3, and 2. And we were left to fend for ourselves, February, Dayton, Ohio. And fast forward, I never graduated high school. I have a GED. When I got my GED, I was still reading on a 5th and 6th grade level. Here I am, 51 years old, and I got to say, Robert's probably not much above that. Maybe I'm on 6th, 7th, 8th grade level now, but thank God for the man or woman that created audiobooks. I'd relive my childhood 5 more times to have the incredible life that I have today.
What have you learned that's made you the man you are today? What was your big lesson, your aha, that you're like, man, I got what it takes? Because you overcame what very few people could, in fairness, Javon, right?
I struggle with that. I would say first and foremost, Robert, this, there's never one thing, especially in business and in life. There's never one thing. There's multiple. I'll give you 3 very important lessons that came from my childhood. Number one, I was 8 years old. We were standing in line waiting for our welfare. And, this is back in the late 70s where, you didn't have a debit card. You waited in line 3-4 hours for your allotment of food stamps. And there was an older white lady that looked down at me. She looked up at my mom, and she spit in my mom's face, and she called her a nigger lover. And I remember in that moment, Robert, this was such a powerful lesson. At 8 years old, I remember thinking to myself, okay, first of all, what makes you any better than us? You're in the same broke-ass line as we are. So that was number one. I couldn't figure that one out. But I remember watching my mom wiped the spit from her face, the tears from her eyes. No one came to her assistance. No one said anything. And I remember standing there as a kid and saying to myself, wow, okay, no matter what I do in this world, I'm mixed race. I'm half white. I'm half black. Everyone's not going to like me. And what's so powerful about that is, you know this, most people don't learn that lesson until high school, college. God forbid it's your first job, you know, and say, oh, my God, they don't like my hair. And then, you know, you're just crushed because someone doesn't like you. Man, I learned at 8 years old everybody was going to like me, so I didn't spend the majority of my life trying to make people like me. So that was very powerful. The second one, and this was really my view into entrepreneurship, and I didn't even know it. I was 9, and my dad took me out collecting from prostitutes with him. And we were in his 1979 Candy Apple Red Cadillac, the car of choice for a black man in the 70s. Candy Apple Red paint on the outside, Candy Apple Red leather seats, Candy Apple Red carpet. And we go to the first prostitute, and she sticks through like a huge stack of money and asks my dad, hey, can I come in now? I made my count. My dad was really loving. No, no, girl, get back out there. You're on a roll. Keep it going. I'll come back around and get you. You can pick where we go to dinner. And then we get to the second prostitute, and she slides through what looks like $3. And my dad loses it, calls her every foul, derogatory, ruthless word you could think of, and tells her, don't be common. And we drive off. So two things stuck with me. Don't be common. That was the first one. My dad would always say that to his prostitutes. And what he meant by that is, when you stand out there, don't stand like everybody else. When you dress, don't dress like everybody else. And when you perform in the bedroom, don't do it like everyone else. But that stuck with me. And it was, don't be common. And it became, okay, do everything different from everyone else. So that was number one. Number two, it was my first lesson into entrepreneurship, and I didn't even know what the word meant. I was 9. I remember thinking to myself, okay, if I was nicer to the prostitutes and they got to keep part of the money, could I have more prostitutes in volume, thus make more money than if I was just mean to them? And then step two kicked in. I said, ooh, competition. A lot of pimps are going to be mad at me because I'm going to take their women. And that was my first view into entrepreneurship. And a lot of people think that's a disgusting lesson, but that's the world I grew up in. And I didn't even realize I was being introduced to business at the time. So those were two powerful ones. And I'll be quick on this one, Robert. Here's the third one, because this was really big for me. Shortly after we finished, the same day that we finished collecting money from the prostitutes, my dad and I are at the grocery store. And I don't know what for. We're walking down the frozen food aisle, and this little girl, I'm in like fourth grade, she walks by and she says, hi, Javon. And I was a shy kid, and I didn't say anything. And my dad hits me in the back of the head. I have this massive blow. I fall to the ground. My nose is bleeding. My lips split, and I get snatched up. And my dad's got his forearm and my neck up against the frozen food door. And he looks at me, and he says, hey, I don't care who it is. You say hello, be kind, and show respect to everyone. Now, what was crazy about this is, we just finished collecting money from prostitutes. But here was this man, my dad, teaching me this lesson. Robert, to this day, I say hello, I am kind, and I show respect to everyone. So those were three really critical lessons that stuck with me that I still operate with to this day.
Remarkable. But I want to tell you what a pleasure it is again having you on the CEO show.
Robert, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you for having me.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Lynn Tilton. How are you, Lynn?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
And as you know, I've interviewed Lynn a number of times, but not for a number of years. Lynn has done something no one else has done before. She is known as the turnaround queen and has saved over 700,000 jobs in America alone. So let's just talk about this concept of Patriarch Partners, because it's a different company than any, and explain what it is and why you founded it in the year 2000.
Well, Patriarch was originally started with a patented financial model that I had to allow banks to take bad loan portfolios off their balance sheets. So I had been very involved in the distressed debt community and realized that banks were choking on their bad loan portfolios. And so I tried to create something that would allow them to take all their loans off their balance sheet and get more money than they would otherwise get by holding them or trading them. And that's how we began. And I began by, I did $1.5 billion deal with Fleet Bank Boston and then close to another $1 billion for Canadian Imperial Bank. And I ended up with about 170 credits in those portfolios that we then needed to turn around and create value. And what I realized was the only way to truly influence was to really take control. And that's how I made the transcendence from being a poet to a financial engineer to really an industrialist operator. Because once you take control of those companies, you need to turn them around to create value for those who have loaned to you or invested in you. And that's how it all began. And so once we had these companies and these portfolios, it really became a loan-to-own strategy. We had to loan, to own, to take control, to rebuild these companies, keep people working, create value, and keep companies, especially manufacturing companies, that would have otherwise been liquidated, alive and prosperous.
And you've actually owned 243 companies, which is probably a record. Name just some of the main brands that you've owned.
Well, these companies have been, you know, owned by the funds that I've owned. There have been outside investors and lenders in those funds, but I ultimately owned all these funds. Patriarch managed them because they were owned by me personally. Some of the names, Rand McNally, almost a 200-year-old map company that became a navigation company. MD Helicopters, that was the house that Howard Hughes built that became McDonnell Douglas and Boeing before ultimately we bought it from a Dutch entrepreneur. Stiele Cosmetics, we had Hussey Copper, which was a 150-year-old copper mill. And then, of course, Dura Automotive, Global Automotive Systems, a number of brand name companies, Universal Instruments. We liked American La France, which didn't work out, but was a 175-year-old fire rescue company. So we were really devoted to saving iconic brands.
Give an example of a company where you went in, what was going to happen, and the end result after you left.
Well, if you look at MD Helicopters at the time that we stepped in, most of our companies came from calls from banks that would otherwise have liquidated the companies through foreclosures. This was a bank, it was Wachovia that became Wells Fargo, that called me and said, you know, I know you love iconic brands, we're about to liquidate, you know, do you have an interest? And we came in. There were 365 aircraft on the ground with no parts. There was no supply chain, no manufacturing going on. And eventually, before I stepped down from that company, we were had won over 30 U.S. military contracts, you know, military contracts in the Middle East, you know, in Afghanistan, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, all over the world. And it became a major defense company in the industrial complex from something that would have otherwise been left for dead.
So let's talk about this concept of left for dead. There are a lot of companies where their companies are right now being close to left for dead. You are obviously the one person who understands the key of turning around an organization or M&A. What is the secret to a great turnaround?
It's actually inspiring people to stand shoulder to shoulder and move in the same direction. It's all about talent. Now, you also need products and innovation and ideas. But truthfully, where I have the most loyal, motivated management teams, they result in the best turnarounds. So I always say that my job is to create propensity or growth, and that's people times plan times process times pace. I need to have the right people in the right places, number one. I need a plan, and that's not we'll do $100 million and $20 million of EBITDA. That's when I close my eyes and I look at the company. What are my products? Who are my customers? What geographic regions do I want to address? What's the short-term innovation, the long-term innovation? It's that dream. And then the process is what I call the invisible web of energy that leads everyone in an organization towards that plan. It's the processes you put in place so everyone knows what they need to do each day to be part of that dreaming the dream. And paces, in my world, if you're not working with a sense of urgency and around the clock, you're going to fall because things are so bad that you have to create that force of nature that helps you rise from the ashes.
So let's talk about the concept of reputation. So you have been attacked by every person possible. I've even written 350 articles for Forbes, and I saw them attacking you. Everyone is. What is your take on the concept of reputation?
Look, in the end, one has to live true to themselves. I chose to be a woman in a man's world. I chose the way I look, the way I dress. So I brought some of that onto myself. But I think people, for the most part, had trouble really believing that one woman with a team of great people could actually do as much as we did. And for the first 8 years, I didn't even have a website. And I just quietly built this business. But when the financial crisis came and we were saving the big banks and big companies and we were throwing money into fiscal and monetary policy, but we were putting no money towards small and mid-sized companies that employ 80% of the workforce, I felt that I needed to speak out based on my experience. And so I built a website and I started to write articles. And then, of course, people discover you who you are and everybody is excited and wants to write great articles about you. And then once you reach a certain level, everybody starts to attack that. But I didn't pay attention. I didn't read the good stuff. And I didn't read the bad stuff because for me, this was about proving making money and making the world a better place weren't mutually exclusive options. I was driven to give people the dignity of work, to take the taint off of blue collar work or being blue. And I was driven by mission. Now, I also needed to pay people back and I needed to make money, but not without taking people along on that journey with me. And so I've lived my life so that I can be honest and scream the truth from the treetops. And frankly, as someone who's been sued as much as I have, the truth always comes forth. And so I'm grateful for the way I've lived my life. But I can't worry about what people say about me. Not that it doesn't hurt. I mean, it hurts. But I live true to my journey, my mission, and I took a lot of people on that journey with me. And if you want to know the truth about me, then talk to the people in mills and on manufacturing floors where I spent much of my career.
And there's inspiration. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear about time management from someone who has been personally running at the same time CEO of several companies. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're with Lynn Tilton, who is the CEO and founder of Patriarch Partners. And this is a company that has saved over 700,000 jobs in America and has owned over or been an owner of 243 companies. You have personally been the CEO of numerous major companies at the same time. So what I want to understand, and all these CEOs do, how do you manage your time? How do you prioritize? What's the secret to Lynn Tilton's secret sauce?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I work more hours than most people, probably not healthy, but I always worked 18 to 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. But my time management is sticking five fingers where the blood's flowing, going to the crisis, to what will drown or kill a company. Then I will drive the future with the palm of this hand, which is the innovation, the things, the customer meetings, you know, traveling to see people that will drive the future. And then everything else is just on a list, and you get to it when you can get to it. But that's how I've lived my life through this career.
Do you run from one company to another? How do you do it, really?
When I was running these companies and had so many at the same time, I would be traveling on a plane almost every night. That I would spend my day working with management teams and walk the floors and be with people. And then I'd get on the plane at night and I'd fly to the next company. So I spent almost at least five days a week on a plane going somewhere, because I know that nothing's in person anymore and people want to work from home, but people are energy, and the way to create that force of nature through energy is by being together. And when I was running companies day to day, I felt like I needed to be on the ground with people.
As a transformative CEO, I want to know, what was the transformative moment in your life where all of a sudden the light went on and you're like, I know what I want to do. I know what I'm going to do. And someone like you, Lynn, who drives forward with your personal integrity, you're going to do it. What type of incident happened that was that transformative moment?
You know, I had stepped back from Wall Street. I thought I was finished. In the late 90s, I had worked 100-hour work weeks for a long time doing what I didn't really love. And then I realized that if I did it on my own, that I could do things a bit different. And I was raised in a family where public service comes first, that we're valued by what we do for others and not what we do for ourselves. And when I started Patriarch and I came back, I was really driven by giving people the dignity of work, by saving companies so I could save jobs. And that's because I lost my father while I was at Yale, and I saw the fear and destruction that befalls a family when you lose that working parent and how afraid you are. And I realized that every time I could save a working parent from having to go home and say, not today do I lose my job, that that would be me giving back to the world in a different way. And so I became almost maniacal in my mission to save companies and to keep people working. And that was because I knew what it was like to lose a working parent. And that's why my company is named Patriarch Partners. It's in the name of the father and in the values he instilled in me to sort of value myself by the value I give to others.
Tell me about one conversation you had with your father.
My father drove me hard. I'll tell you a story. When I was about 8 years old and wanted to be a gymnast, my father bet me that I couldn't stand with my arms like this for 30 minutes for a quarter. Or my father would throw me into the ocean and bet me a quarter that I couldn't swim 3 miles. So my father, who was a genius and a world-class athlete, always felt his kids were a little bit lacking. But my mother says that behind my back, he was extremely proud of me. And I'd like to think and hope that he's extremely proud of the journey I've taken in giving people the dignity of work and supporting manufacturing in this country at a time when everyone else was willing to become a financial market economy and to basically dismiss the need for manufacturing and the industrial base as the foundation of every great economy.
Let's end up really with your vision for America. You're obviously passionate about bringing manufacturing back to America. What is your real vision that you hope could happen?
I think that we need to bring dignity back to being the maker of things. I think that we need to start trade schools in this country again and have them be free, just like I think community college should be free. But we can't tell people that building things or being a mechanic is not dignified work. Not everyone has to work on Wall Street or be in a service job to somehow be closer to godliness. And I think if we switch the mentality back to the fact that blue-collar work was the foundation of the American dream, it's how people were able to send their kids to college, to have homes that they've paid for and two cars in the driveway. And we need to get back to that. And we're lacking skilled labor in this country. That's why people are saying they can't hire for a new Intel factory. It's because we took the value away and the dignity away from blue-collar work. And I think that we need to be an industrial economy, a value-added economy with service, but not as the only thing we do. And I think we're seeing the beginning of it. In 2008, I went to Washington with an infrastructure plan where we would rebuild the infrastructure, but all the products needed to be made in America. So steel would be American steel, cement would be American cement, and all the workers needed to be American. And people laughed at me as, you know, a protectionist policy that would create trade wars. Well, look where we are right now, except that we have a superpower that has been ingenious in their development as we gave them all our intellectual property and manufacturing so that we could value the cheapest good above the dignity of people.
And there you have it. What is the website if anyone wants to go to Patriarch Partners?
www.patriarchpartners.com.
I should have guessed that. Well, Lynn, what a pleasure it is speaking with you, and I wish you tremendous success in your continued efforts in saving jobs.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.